My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Joining us today from Yahoo Sports and the NFL Network. Is that why you wanted to do this on Friday? Is that you could tell everybody that you're going to be on the NFL Network this year, Nate Tice?
That's it. It was, I had to sit on that for like 6 weeks, more than that. And it's just, and I kept going like, this is still happening, right? Like, that you guys just like, oh no,
but it's signed the thing. Yeah.
I did it. Yeah. I did the whole thing. Or is that just somebody, some rando? Was it MFL or something that sent me that email? No, I'm very, very excited. I'm glad it finally cat's out of the bag with it. It's pretty fired up. I'm also more keen on doing more cardio now because the cameras
do add.
As
someone who does works in the sports performance weightlifting world, lift weights. Don't worry about the cardio. Just
weights.
A little bit more. Get the muscles going.
Jowl. I have the jowl check. It's like every day. That's how I can always.
Chest and shoulders. It'll shape everything up. That's my. So get some overhead
presses. I do need
your
shoulders. As someone that's went from like mostly lifting in my life, former playing days with some healthy cardio to mostly cardio, which is a little lifting. It's weird to see how clothes fit me differently because my shoulders just.
You no longer have to be quarterback sized.
Yeah. And the weight from, it's the same weight. It's just different shape now.
Yeah.
It went from healthy and like my glutes to my gut now. And it's, same. Everyone's like, what do you weigh now? Same weight, 230, 228. Doesn't look like it.
Just a little different.
You look skinnier though. It's like,
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks.
But
thanks. Nate, and we'll see how the shoulder workouts go. He'll be on the NFL Network this season.
Well, sorry, sure. Be on the NFL Network.
He'll be on the NFL Network. And of course you can catch him, all the work he's doing at Yahoo Sports. I've known Nate, for about a year now. Had him on a bunch in the draft process. We had him on Take Command. It was great to be with him out in Vegas at the Super Bowl and doing stuff out there on Radio Row and Combine and the whole deal. So great to have Nate back on the show. We're going to do basically Nate's favorite stuff today. We're going to talk about quarterbacks, and then we're going to talk a little scheme because Nate has been doing some work on kind of the scheme trends in 2024. And so I want to see where Cliff Kingsbury's offense and Joe Witt's defense fit in those. But we have now seen Jaden Daniels in preseason. I've obviously gotten a chance to see him a ton in training camp. I'm curious what you have seen from Jaden and how that compares, contrasts with kind of what you thought he was coming out. The sample size is still very small, but what have you seen from Jaden Daniels so far?
Yeah, I got to be honest, actually. When I talked to you guys at the Combine and you asked what quarterback would fit in Cliff's offense, I pride myself on always having some answer in my brain somewhere. It might take me a minute to get there, but I will have an answer. And that one of all the questions I probably got in the spring, I let it marinate for a while.
Yeah.
And now once I see this preseason happen, I'm like, oh, Jaden Daniels, this is a great fit. Even if to me, what some of the stuff Cliff does is not ideal of how I kind of want my NFL offenses. Everybody has just their own version of everything. He prides himself on quick game, 3-by-1 formations, meaning just, three guys to one side, an isolated receiver to one side, receiver staying on the same side, Terry on the left, and I believe Diami Brown was on the right for some of the time. I have like 2 shares of Diami Brown still somewhere. And I'm pretty happy that he's getting some playing time. But
yeah,
is you see Jaden Daniels, it allows him to operate quickly. These are all concepts he's run like a million times before. This is what people were saying. Oh, he's the most pro prepared. And I kind of follow, I always kind of fight that stigma a little bit because like people are saying that about Bo Nix because he's older too. And then I watch him, I'm like, missing like easy reads.
I think people say that about guys who are closer to their ceiling. It's like, oh, he's the most pro ready. And it's like, okay, he has the least amount to grow. Yes. And I think that's the fun thing about Jaden is I think he is both actually what it should mean to be pro ready and also has room to grow.
It's his maturity. Everything is calm. Like, and I think everyone keeps saying that. Everyone says it's you know, palpable. Even when I just watch him on film, everything is calm. He's handling protections and, or at least is aware of them, of what like play changes and everything. And these are just things I'm reading between the lines when I'm watching him in the preseason. He changed the one play, the one vertical play he had this preseason. When I could tell he went rogue there, because going five verts out of empty is not usually in the normal play menu there, but that shows the confidence he has. He's like, I know what to do here. Right or wrong, he's doing it fast. And I'd much rather have that than someone that I could tell their head is spinning. And so whether there's how much ceiling there is to tap in this offense, we'll see. I think that's what happened with Cliff, with Kyler Murray. They kind of reached their limit together. Is Jaden going to be different? I think there's different possibilities with Jaden because of his accuracy, because of what I think Cliff likes to do. He wants to be quick, 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 fast, fast. Whether it's 10 personnel with four receivers, whether it's bubbles and flats, whether it's crossers. Daniels fits that perfectly with the occasional deep shot. So I just kind of was like, yeah, real winded way to say that I finally have an answer to your question back from late February that I've been thinking on for about 5 months now. I want you to know that. That's seriously
the old 5 month long interview. I didn't know it was still ongoing. Here we go. All right. Well, that's it for Nate. We'll see you guys.
Dot, dot, dot. And then this is the following ellipses.
I love it. The thing that I've mentioned this a couple of times on the show, and people are like, we get it. You had Orlovsky on the week of the draft, and he told you this. But one thing that Dan said was that he thought Jaden's eyes were the best in the draft. And that was something that I hadn't heard a ton of yet to that point for all of the draft work that we had done and all the different people that we interviewed. And I think we've seen that in the preseason. And I'm curious if that is something that you saw in the process or maybe you think of differently now, because I think my question always was, okay, some of the stuff that people say he can't do, is it can't do or is he not doing it because he had neighbors and Brian Thomas and like, why would you throw over the middle when those two dudes are outside? The talent disparity was just so wide. It's like, what do? You throw a touchdown to the Brian Daboll Hard Knocks clip, right? But now we see that there's a lot more meat on that bone. And at least in what I've seen in training camp, I'm curious what you've seen in terms of his processing and some of the things that were maybe question marks that have been answered so far in this preseason.
I think with Dan and I would agree. And we all articulate it differently, you know, and then like for me, and this is what it's also like kind of, I could have a whole article about this too, about like, how people, okay, it's called this. And it's like, well, there's five different ways to call the same thing. When I was saying kind of like calm and confident, that's eyes is kind of a part of that as well. Like that's knowing where to go, looking at the deep safety, looking at going one to two on some concepts. Why you felt so many like maybe hitches and stuff on the outside. And even if that was a complaint, I would say, yeah, a little knock I had him coming out of college. Was that's the offense, is they have a three-man concept on one side, and then they play iso ball with the lone receiver. You have to have dudes to do that. Terry, at the very least, can do it, and we'll see with Brown and Zacchaeus, who's like a folk hero to me, so it's great to see that he's getting some run. But whoever it is going to be on the outside, I think it is Diami Brown. But is that, okay, their read is that if I get single high, I can take that if I like it. So if I think I have some bad corner on one of these guys, all right, just take it all day. So it is good that he's boom. And that's the eyes element of that he's confident, sees that he's got single high, confirms it, and goes to that isolated read. I would say the one time he got caught this preseason was against the Dolphins, and they threw a knuckleball at him. And it was the one where he kind of threw that fade to nobody to the outside. Yep. It wasn't to nobody, but it was just, it was a,
yeah, he I threw think it over Terry's head out of bounds.
Over his head. It was because
he wound up working the wrong side of the field.
He realized he misread it, and he was like, all right, that's digging it, you know, getting rid of it, burning it, whatever you want to say. And that was just getting caught. And that's, again, I got to see that once it's week three, week four, week one against Todd Bowles, because that's the NFL difference, is those third down plays where you get the craziest stuff you've ever seen in your life and you just have to find a read. So I'm kind of talking about both sides of my mouth, where it's like the stuff that he is confident in, which I think is a good portion of this offense, what it's going to be. Eyes are great. Confidence is great. And again, it's palpable. Like if you're a teammate and you're like just trying to learn, okay, but if the quarterback is like, hey, you got this. Hey, I know this. Hey, you were wrong here. That helps everybody out. That's a booster effect on everybody else. It's just that I still have to see the third down stuff, the crazy blitz stuff, whether he hangs in a pocket, you know, still remains to see that. But he has answers. And it's cool to see a young guy have answers so early. And actually, and I'll just say like about other quarterbacks in this class is like, I've been pretty impressed, even guys like Nix or Penix, who I was lower on, is JJ McCarthy as well, is that all those guys have handled their offenses very in a mature way. And it's been really cool to see. And you never know if that's a blip of this class or if this is a trend with just quarterbacks in general, but it's just that that's been, if two or three of these guys hit, it's great for the NFL because it's been really cool to see how mature all these guys are. So even the younger guys like May and Caleb Williams too.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
For sure. Nate Tice, Yahoo Sports, NFL Network with us here on the Hoffman Show. And the one reservation that I'm kind of keeping in my back pocket is a just in case for all these guys is, has the preseason just gotten so freaking vanilla that nothing, like, this is all fool's gold? And it's not gonna be fool's gold for all of them. Some of these guys are gonna be great. I'm pretty sure of that. And it definitely looks like there is a command and a control for, like you said, pretty much every single one of these first round, these six guys.
Yeah.
But it's also a lot easier to have command, calm, control when you're
right.
not actually getting anything sophisticated thrown at you. And
right.
none of the highest caliber players in the league are on the other side.
And that's why that third down against the Dolphins is like, I have to mention that because that was
right.
the most real look that he saw.
Right, and for that, sure. But yeah. I will say, Logan does a show with DQ and he taped it yesterday and we were talking about it on our podcast after he had taped it. And he said that was actually like one of their favorite plays to talk about because Daniels realized he made the mistake so quickly and made sure it didn't become a catastrophic mistake. And
that's
a huge thing for quarterbacks. I remember when Cousins went through this, he went from his mistakes being incompletions or interceptions to incompletions. And it's like, we can live with incompletions.
That's it. It's, you can't make a bad play worse. That is the ultimate NFL quarterback adage. It's, hey, if it's a botch snap, just get on the ball. Hey, if a guy ran a wrong route, dig it or check it down. Don't go, hey, get mad and try to force it in there. And that's why I want to bring up that play was that he dug it.
Right.
I keep using that term, but threw it away. But I don't want to say it's like, oh, threw it away in a bad way. He also moved away from a pressure on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think a guy was coming free on him. And again, that's what the growth I want to see with Daniels is that it's working to throw as opposed to just immediately going to scramble mode. That's going to be key to him have a successful long career. And again, these are the little things you try to take away from these preseason games. It's not the stats. It's not you know, just one, like the highlight go ball throws. It's just these little in between minutia things. And again, it's been positive for Daniels. And I think a couple other guys too.
Nate's going to stick with us. And after the break, we're going to get into his trends of 2024 in the NFL and how the Commanders fit in with them. Nate Tice with us on the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980 and always live as well on the free Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.